Joan Sarchiotto and her husband Mark have been searching for a treatment for decades. Mark, who's 60, has crippling neuropathy. One leg is completely numb, and as he shifts from his walker to the couch, he holds out his left hand.
It feels like somebody is puncturing it with needles. Like right now, it's cold, and I can't keep it warm.
In 2013, the couple heard an ad for a breakthrough therapy for neuropathy. They jumped at the chance for a free evaluation and headed to HealthCore Center in Richardson. Joan Sarchiotto says it felt sketchy.
And we get in, and the MA, whoever takes the vitals and takes the intake and all that, and then they go, well, we need to go take your x-rays, and there's an evaluation fee of $35. And I said, but I thought this was free. Well, the appointment is free and the x-rays are free, but to evaluate is $35. When they start ordering tests, I know what's BS and I know what's not.
She wrote a review on Yelp warning others to beware. HealthCore Center advertises natural weight loss, thyroid, and diabetes programs. And on its website, it touts its employees who call themselves doctors of pastoral medicine. That murky label is what has watchdog groups concerned. The founder of HealthCore Center is Carl Johari. He's a chiropractor, but says he practices functional medicine under his license from the Pastoral Medical Association. His office walls are lined with framed certificates. There's a Bible on his desk.
So we've seen people with an array of issues, thyroid issues, diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol. So we work with a lot of people to reduce their weight, lower their weight, and so forth, and we've had great success with it.
Johari hasn't always had success with state regulators. Last year, he was fined $2,500 by the Texas Chiropractic Board for providing services outside the realm of chiropractic care. The Texas Medical Board, which licenses, regulates, and disciplines physicians, issued a cease and desist order demanding Johari stop offering to treat conditions beyond his chiropractic training. He says he's done that, and there may be people who take advantage of the pastoral license, he says, but he's not one of them.
And I've heard of a few people that are practicing. They're not even doctors. So, you know, it's that thing that it's up to the consumer to do a due diligence and figure out, you know, is this practitioner, is this doctor know what he's doing?
In recent years, the Texas Medical Board has sent a dozen cease and desist orders to people using the pastoral medical certification. Some hawk dubious supplements, promise extreme weight loss, treat thyroid disorders, and discourage vaccine use. Mary Robinson is the medical board's president.
It's really only in the past couple of years we've become aware of the term pastoral medicine and that folks are purporting to treat and diagnose illness using that term or that whatever they're calling that. It's not a degree.
We reached out to several other people in North Texas who have licenses with the Pastoral Medical Association. None would talk. Many have slick websites touting patient success stories.
5 years ago, I was diagnosed with an underactive thyroid.
We immediately felt better from it.
And I have felt wonderful every day.
And I have lost 35 pounds.
Just everything is a totally different experience.
So quite frankly, anyone in the United States who wants to create a website can certainly create a website.
Again, Mary Robinson with the Texas Medical Board.
But you cannot diagnose what is wrong with someone, treat them, or offer to treat them without the appropriate licensing and testing and professionalism qualifications.
Remember, though, many do claim to have a license from the Pastoral Medical Association. The Irving-based organization refused to speak with KERA. It sent a statement explaining it was founded by a group of Christians concerned with the increase in chronic illness and focuses on promoting what it calls Bible-based health. Anyone can become a member by passing, quote, rigid standards that the group wouldn't share. Members also have to pay processing and annual fees. The association says it has tens of thousands of members in more than 30 countries. So why might someone join?
Well, some people who have no credentials at all may feel that they'll become more marketable if they get some credentials. There are lots of credentials you can buy, and this is just one of many.
Stephen Barrett is a retired psychiatrist and founder of the consumer protection site quackwatch.org.
I've been investigating health frauds and quackery for more than 40 years.
Barrett, who's been tracking HealthCore Center, says the Pastoral Medical Association functions like a private club. Patients sign confidentiality agreements, pay out of pocket, and are prohibited from suing if they're unhappy. Any disputes are handled by an ecclesiastical tribunal.
They're just simply claiming that any advice we give you is pastoral in nature. In other words, if I give you health advice, that's not medical advice, that's pastoral advice.
These practices do have supporters. Tony McElhaney of Plano found out about HealthCore through a flyer advertising a free thyroid seminar. She'd been taking medication for hypothyroidism, but still felt exhausted. She says she paid $300 for initial testing and $4,500 for a six-month treatment plan.
It literally came in a big shoebox, and it involved a bunch of supplements.
None of her treatment is covered by health insurance. She's convinced the heavy metal detox, the diet, and herbal supplements helped her lose weight and gain energy. So does it matter that the woman she sees isn't actually a licensed doctor, nurse, or chiropractor?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I feel like she knows her stuff, and I have responded better to her treatment than I would have just going to an endocrinologist alone.
It's tough when traditional medicine doesn't have all the answers. So how's a patient supposed to distinguish between labels like naturopath, holistic healer, or pastoral medical doctor? The Texas Medical Board says check licenses online. Stephen Barrett with Quackwatch says avoid anyone who pushes dietary supplements. Both agree that putting the word doctor in front of a name doesn't make that person medically legit. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.